This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Tons going on, including the big bombshell coming out of Washington, D.C. We have to start there. The fact that the president says he is willing to testify over this whole Russian possible interference in the election. And that is huge because we've been talking about that for weeks. Also, he says he's open to a pathway to citizenship on the whole DACA thing. What is going on? Let's go to Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob.
Hello. How are you?
Good. So, wow, some big news coming out of D.C. with the president. You heard me mention that. So is he's going to do this interview, it sounds like. He says he wants to testify, Trump does.
Right, Kate. You know, as you and I have been talking about this for, you know, couple of months. Sometimes he said he will, sometimes he said he won't. He was, you know, emphasizing it before. Then all of a sudden he said, well, he didn't know. And I think that, you know, as we talked, his lawyers were stepping in. But now he says publicly, you know, he's looking forward to it. He's going to testify. And I think everybody has kind of come to the realization that, you know, Mueller is zeroing in on getting him to testify anyway. So it would have been a showdown, you know, almost like a constitutional showdown. So he said he's going to do it. And Trump said, you know, he's willing to testify and go full force with it.
Wow. How about that? And of course, everyone's going to be on pins and needles to see what happens. But, you know, he said that to the reporters. They were meeting with John Kelly at the White House. So that's wild.
Well, it's going to be narrowed down to one thing. This is my guess in Trump's case, the president's case. It's going to be narrowed down to obstruction of justice. I seriously don't believe that there's anything that Mueller can find out about Trump himself having collusion with Russians. I just don't think it's there. But I think that his angle is going to be, did the president try to obstruct justice? What did he say? We now know that Flynn actually was interviewed last January in his office in the White House by the FBI. So I think it's all boiling down to, did the president try to obstruct justice? And that's the angle that they're going to question him on.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. That would be the focus. That completely makes sense to me. And then the other part of that, and I mentioned this right at the top, too, that he says he wants to talk about a pathway to citizenship for the Dreamers. That is giant news from the Immigration Department, don't you think?
Well, it is, Kate, and I think if he's correct in this, he will save the Republicans from themselves, especially in the House. And the reason I say that, you know, McConnell has sort of offered a vote to Schumer. Schumer's been on the losing end of things, the way, you know, his base is angry at him on the, you know, giving up on the issue. And then some people say that Schumer shouldn't have shut the government down over that issue anyway. And now with Trump saying this, it will take away a big sting of, you know, DACA hanging over everybody's head on the Republican side during the midterm elections if Trump is for this. And even if some House Republicans aren't, I think it's an issue personally they need to get rid of, get off the table. Don't go into 2000. And not that it's the issue that completely is the silver bullet for them, but if the president's correct, Kate, I think it takes a big sting away from the Republicans.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No question about that. And then you have, you know, the FBI, this whole thing that came out. I'm sure you saw it. This whole idea of this talk of a secret society. Did you see that? They're talking about, is there a secret society within the FBI? And they're undermining the Trump's presidency. And, what's that about?
Well, you know, having been in Congress and And some conspiracy theories that people had actually are true, and you know, some aren't. But the FBI lawyers referenced, there was a cryptic reference, okay, by an FBI lawyer to a secret society during a text exchange with a colleague. And that's what they're all saying, okay, what is this? You know, he had this thing about the secret society. Now, he might have been mentioning that within the FBI, there's a group of agents that felt, you know, they didn't like Donald Trump or something like that. But he used the word secret society, which means kind of an organized society. I don't know if that's accurate. Probably it's referring more along the lines to agents that didn't like, you know, Donald Trump. Now, I know in the CIA there's been, you know, some what you'd call rogue agents. I'm not saying, though, it's an organized society that meets in the CIA, but, you know, obviously the man used the word secret society.
Yeah, exactly. So what else is right. going on in D.C.? What else is, you know, the government was going to be shut down. Now, of course, the conversation is about, are they going to kick this open? But, I mean, that's part of the whole immigration thing. So you would think that maybe they're, you know, this CR, once this is up, will the government shut down, or will they have enough money and chutzpah, I guess, to keep it open?
Right. Sin, Kate, is the fact they can't pass these 13 appropriation bills. That's how you balance the government. They haven't done it forever, and the Democratic side didn't do it when they had control. I mean, everybody forgets about it. It's a temporary run government. So I think that's going to be a struggle that they're going to undertake. Even if they pass a temporary measure that goes, you know, past the election, it won't solve the problem the Republicans will have of their base saying, you took control. Why can't you even pass a budget? So I think it's going to be a year-long struggle if you know, the Democratic side's smart, frankly. They won't go with something that goes past October, make the Republicans pass these bills. So I think that's going to be a big part of the deal is going to be the budget process this year.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Bob Ney, always fun to talk with you.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, we're going to talk about this gymnast, former, that you know, the gymnast USA, the ridiculousness of this Nazer, who's sentenced finally to a crazy amount of years, which he should have been. But then in the wake of that, what has happened? Because, you know, remember, he was also at Michigan State. He was a team doctor. He was the MSU team doctor. He ended up getting 40 to 175 years in prison for criminal sexual conduct. And there was massive, massive pressure for something, I think there was massive pressure for a big sentence. And of course, the sentence is justified with all the amount of evidence that had mounted against, Nazer, who is the guy who did this, Larry Nazer. And they had him dead to rights through a long span of time. And that's the sad part of this. It's horrific. It's heartbreaking. It's gut-wrenching to hear the craziness of how he exploited the young girls from Team USA and then also others as well, those at MSU, and how just what, it, you know, how deadly it was, what a predator this guy became and how long, clearly, he was able to get away with what he got away with. So MSU, what was the big bomb that went off there because of the tie to Nazer? We got that and other odds and ends on the flip side.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Oh, it's always good to have Nathan Reeder with us here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, ATN Odds and Ends. Boy, there's a lot of them, including some of the lighter fare, like Elton John, his last tour. Boy, it's a year of lasts. And, of course, we know that Neil Diamond announced that he had Parkinson's, and he abruptly stopped his tour from the music world. And then there's some others, other interesting kind of side notes from the entertainment industry, although we don't dive there very much. There's, I think, some interesting stories, so we will go there. And then plus, as I mentioned, too, as well, when we look at the situation with Larry Nasser, this really, I'm sorry, bottom feeder. There's no question about it. How that was allowed to continue is beyond me, that nothing happened. Nobody said anything. I understand from the girls' point of view, they were babies. They were so young. Just outrageous. So, of course, what ends up happening is the head of MSU is gone, knowing that there was just so much pressure. You're either going to resign or you're going to get booted. And that was the end of that, because there just was too much there. So the judge laid down the gavel big time on this guy, as he should have. But because of, I think, the politics of it all, and I think rightfully so, when you've got, again, gymnasts at MSU exposed to him, well, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have some bodies that are going to roll in a different direction. So Lou Anne Simon was under serious pressure, under fire over the scandal because he was a longtime Michigan State employee. There were rumors, there were conversations, but nobody did a damn thing about it. I mean, that's the bottom line. Long, long time employee. So he gets up to 175 years in prison, but it doesn't do anything for those that were abused. I mean, yeah, he gets put away. That's good. That should have happened. So the president of Michigan State resigning. You know, that's it. And just a statement saying, throughout my career, I've consistently and persistently spoken and worked on behalf of Team MSU. I tried to make it not about me. I urge those who have supported my work to understand that I cannot make it about me now. Therefore, I am tendering my resignation as president, according to the terms of my employment agreement. And with all of that misconduct allegations against him at MSU, there was at least 14 in two decades. Michigan State is saying that no official believed he committed sexual abuse until newspapers started to report about it in the summer of 2016. So they're saying that anything akin to a cover-up is just absolutely false, false, false. And so we get the apologies again. I mean, what do? You talk to the survivors. You say something about the survivors. And that's it. She had to do that. She had to resign. Because a public apology, when you're talking about 20 years, I mean, yeah, it's never going to be enough for those people that that were touched by this creepy monster who climbed all the way up the ladder to Team USA. Let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, turn off that radio.
Hello.
I got to turn off the radio. Okay, there we are. Okay, this mama bear walked up to her husband, who was laying at the side of the road, tongue hanging out, looking deader than a doornail. She says, "You can pretend like you're dead all day long, but tonight we're going to my mother's."
Yeah, too bad you're going. I love it.
Okay. I'm going to touch on a couple things here. The first is all this kit and caboodle about what's going on there in Washington with the secret society. Yes, they had a secret society of agents that were meeting to put forth this plan that Hillary paid for to put out this dossier on Trump. That he supposedly did all this stuff in Russia, blah, 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 and try to make it look like he was connected, and to get a FISA warrant illegally sought on the grounds of this so-called dossier. Okay, you there now? All right, now, the group met in a little cabal to, if that didn't work, they were going to go on and try to mess with his administration any way that they could. But they couldn't go through a normal channel, so they did meet in off channels to work on their project to sabotage Trump and his administration. And all the information that they have gleaned from this Mueller investigation is illegal because of the fact that the dossier that was given the FISA warrant that produced all the information that came down on Trump versus the investigation run by Mueller was all non-available to be done due to it was an illegal act to start with. In other words, he didn't have a warrant to do this job in the first place because it was based on a lie. All right? Now, there is a whole group of people that's involved in this. And they are guilty as sin. You've got people in the FBI, you've got people in the CIA, you've got people that was part of the Clinton cabal, and you've got a man by the name of Barack Hussein Obama who went to seek the warrants on Trump to investigate Trump all the way down. This is all going to come out, and the memo is going to come out, and everybody's fighting to keep this memo out of the hands of the American public because it's going to show the Democrats in an absolutely dirty, 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 downright no good act, what they perpetrated, trying to destroy a presidency. What we have here, and what we still have until it's taken care of, is a coup to take out an elected president of the United States. And this is going to come to fruition. We're either going to have a republic based on law, or we're going to have to start packing our guns. And I'm telling you, we're going to have a revolution.
You're not going to pack your gun and have a revolution. That's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. I don't think it will happen in any way, shape, or form. But one thing that could happen is Sean Hannity is pushing for a Continental Convention to where we can take over the government from the people that's been trying to run it and boot out the people that we don't want in it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've heard him talk about that on his radio show, yeah.
Yeah. As far as this NASA thing, good riddance to bad rubbish, and he won't live very long because the boys that are doing life for murder and stuff like that, there'll be a contract on him. This guy is a walking dead man.
I agree.
I know a little bit about this. I mean, I can't go into details, but I'm telling you, he's a walking dead man.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what happens in prison.
Well, how are you,
Kate?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good after listening to you, your diatribe. I like it. I agree with you that there are some things that are happening that could tumble out.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Okay,
and
I'll stay with you and keep posted with you. And don't forget to tell your husband I said hi. And that dog food you're feeding,
Mahalo.
I'm sure there might have been a little leftover T-bone steak there somewhere. Just country boy with my own opinion, dear. Thank you, Dave.
I like that. Thanks, Dan. Go to kateskibble.com and you can find out about Life's Abundance. It's great because I want this dog to live as long as possible, and this was the best, the most amazing food I could find, where they do the small batches, and it's completely healthy, and it's helping him, because when they get older, they get arthritis, and, you know, we have a big dog. Mahalo is a golden retriever. So golden retrievers tend to start to have some of those problems, just like other kinds of retrievers do too, and certainly labs, etc. They share that thing in common. All right, I mentioned these couple of other odds and ends that I said that included a Hollywood minute, which was that Elton John is announcing he's done, which, boy, he's been around since I was a baby, I think. I mean, it feels like that. How many tours has Elton John done in his lifetime? A lot. And this is it for him. So, you know, you forget that there's kind of this end of an era, and he's part of that era, I guess. And that's it. He's retiring from touring. So how about that? I mean, one announcement after another. Meanwhile, Mark Smith of The Fall dies at the age of 60. Sad news there. We've got more of odds and ends. We dump that over to the other side, too, with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With us, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We're still doing some of those odds and ends, and I call it that to catch you up on what the buzz is across the land. Obviously, a lot of that has to do with what's happened in Washington, D.C., and we're going to bounce back there in a sec. I'll do that. I'll tell you about the singer Mark E. Smith first, though, because I mentioned that. So he's the lead singer and really the dude, the man, the whatever, behind this British post-punk band called The Fall. He died on Wednesday. He was 60. I remember The Fall. The Fall and Smith's manager, also known as Pam Van Dam, said he died at home. The cause of death wasn't revealed, but they had a bunch of medical issues affecting them. They were really popular in the 80s, really probably maybe even late 70s, I guess. But they were cranked. I mean, they just cranked out the albums, like 30 albums, something like that. And he was, you know, you would know his face if you don't know the name. Spiky hair. Band was a huge, huge commercial success and a big influence, I think, on a lot of different a lot of different artists. In fact, there's a movie called Baby Driver, and the director of that movie tweeted out that he was not only a legend of indie music, but someone who, for him, was a gateway into that genre. And I would agree with that. I can remember listening to lots of his music. So sad story about that, and kind of a mystery as to what the particulars are. In the meantime, this was huge today. Two killed, 18 injured in a school shooting. So another high school has turned into a grisly, was turned into a grisly scene of carnage in western Kentucky. And I know we have people listening to the show in Kentucky. 16 people were wounded, two of them fatally. Shooter opened fire Tuesday morning at Marshall County High School. Four others had a bunch of different injuries. So a 15-year-old student was arrested and is going to be charged for murder and attempted murder. Charged as an adult. What an awful thing. Two 15-year-olds dead. Wow. I mean, just, again, here we go. So, and the other victims were 14 to 18 years old at the, at the scene, and the people that were injured that we're talking about. I mean, just another incredibly sad day for us when it comes to school and shooting, school shootings. I just had this conversation with somebody. I've got a friend who's got kids at that age where they're at the high school. We were talking about the big high schools we went to, and I said, can you imagine my high school? We were in and out of that thing. We had bomb scares every once in a while. But that was it. There was no searching us to worry. It was in the backpack, having to go through metal detectors. There was somebody who roamed the hallway, but that was all. We didn't have anything else that is like what has to happen now, where they have drills for terrorism, because they have to have them. Can't ignore it. Even if it seems like in a sleepy little town, unlikely that it would happen there, we can't say those kind of things anymore. But you know what? The kids know that. That's just a given. They just know that that's possible and could happen and don't think twice about it, because this is how they were raised, with having these drills, etc. So when you hear that, it's just, it's so sad, I think, again, for anyone else that's in the, you know, in the wake of the shooter, anyone else who has anything to do with the school, parents, etc. So you have these two students killed, and then the 18 others. Again, this opening fire on the school, you know, in the school, and then what do you say? And what you hear, the president, what's he going to say? Thoughts and prayers. I mean, this is, you know, just standard protocol of what goes on. But you see the ambulances, you see the cops outside of the school, panicked parents who rush to the scene, and, you know, the victims are 15 years old, as I mentioned, Bailey Holt and Preston Cope. They died at the high school. Died at the high school. Wow. Some parents said their kids told them that the shooting started in the common area before class, and people just started running. They just heard this familiar pop, pop, pop and realized what it was. Everyone in cars started turning around and driving away. Kids were jumping the fence around the school, and everybody just left their bags and ran. So there was, in fact, so there was no cell phones either. And then you had a trooper who tells the story of thinking his daughter was one of the dead kids. He arrived at the school and thought Bailey, the student who died at the school, was his daughter, because she had been dropped off that morning. And she had similar clothing to the woman, or to the girl, rather, to the girl that was killed. I mean, they're just devastated, the Marshall County school system. And they say it's a tragedy. They lower the flag to half mast. Two school shootings in 2 days. The western tip of Kentucky, as I mentioned, just absolutely awful. Devastating news for those families who, now are in that situation where they have to put it together, and that's it, and they get help, and they have a couple of days off, and the school closed, but then, you know, they go back with heavy hearts, and the families and the students just, wow. There are just no words. As much as I can search through my brain, I can't think of any good words. I just feel so sad for those families, and that we continuously are having stories like this that I have to waste breath on, because I feel it would be great to not have those stories, have them be more of an anomaly, I think, than anything else, instead of a continuous rolling script that every once in a while, you know, pops up. All right, let's move on to something else, including this one. I love this story. We need some happy, right? We need something good, something to cheer about. Here's something to cheer about. I happened to catch this story. Somebody sent me a link to it, but a Long Island middle school teacher is going to run around the world. Seriously. She's been training for a year and a half to run 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents. Are you kidding me? That's insane. I guess the kids are so excited. Her students say it's a lesson in perseverance. So what's going to happen is Karen Nelson's students are going to travel along in a virtual classroom. She's going to post daily videos and assignments from her trip around the globe. So students are baking biscuits for the Dubai run. She begins in Antarctica, then she's in South Africa, Australia, Europe, South America, and the final 26.2 miles in Miami. It's like a Forrest Gump run. She's going to barely get 9 hours of sleep in between the continents. She says she loves to run, she loves to travel, she loves to be charitable. The cost to compete is $3,500 each, and her team of 16 is supported by an anonymous donor. The money raised is going to charity. She's running for cancer research, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, in the World Marathon Challenge. I think it's great. They have science teachers that are talking about calculating her mileage through all of this. I mean, that's pretty grueling. 183 total miles in 7 days. And it happens January 30th through February 5th. The team goal for the charity, $2 million. I love that virtually they're going to get to see her in all these places. There's so much from the classroom point of view that they can take away from this teacher doing it. But, boy, she must be in the best shape ever to be able to run those miles in such a short amount of time and on those different continents. I just can't fathom it. I mean, I can't fathom running one marathon. 5K would be probably my speed. So the shape you have to be in for that, and then to put them all together and do that in the fashion that she's doing it. I mean, where it's like boom, 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 with no breath in between. I just tip my cap to her, and I'd love to see her hit that 2 million. I bet you she does. And a lot of people are going to be watching it. They're going to be curious about what happens, what happens there. And I give her a great chance to complete it. But what do you do for an encore after that? Take a day to just actually breathe, sleep in. I'd be sleeping in for a long time if that were the case, because I think she'd be exhausted just from the flights alone, right? I just think she would be. I would be whipped beyond belief. Can't even fathom it. Like I said, can't even imagine. All right, so how about this? An interesting story about Alexa and Siri. It's all about the words, right? Asking the words, which we have in Alexa. You just yell out, where's the closest gym? How do I get to whatever? So who wins the Super Bowl? You'd have to ask your home smart device or your phone and see what answer you get. I think the Philadelphia Eagles keep coming up. I know one of them said, I'm flying with the Eagles on this one. Been riding off their underdog status. Woohoo! I love it. Hang with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Segment for this hour of America tonight, and in doing that, looking around at the headers, I think across the nation, some of the top stories are those that we already talked about. I like to say that America Tonight is about what you're jawing about, perhaps over the fence, and it's too bad that we don't have more of those conversations over the fence. But everybody's so bloody busy. We're talking usually through texts on our iPhones or Androids or whatever device you have, which I guess that's okay in some ways. You're connected. But it used to be that you would have that conversation with your neighbor and you'd start to talk about things that were part of the community, and then something big would happen nationally and you would talk about that. So the idea that the president is going to testify with this whole Russian investigation, that's huge because there's been a lot of conversation about that. What happens, what's said, how far it goes, what comes out of that, those are future discussions because, you know, we don't know. We just know that he said he's going to do it, so that ends all the speculating over he will, he won't, all of that. And then the other thing that so many people I know are talking about who really thought it was just appalling what happened with this Larry Nazar are talking about the judge and what the judge had to say, where she said, I just signed your death warrant. And it was just brilliant in announcing the sentencing, which he deserved. So the former Michigan State University and USA gymnast doctor was sentenced to 40 to 175 years on sexual assault charges, on top of a 60-year sentence for child pornography. And that's exactly what that circuit court judge, Rosemary Aquinla, said. I just signed your death warrant, period. And I will carry your words with me for the rest of my days, is what Nazer told his victims in a brief statement. But it doesn't take back what happened. I mean, they're not victims in the sense that they're strong and came forward as this all whole thing exploded. And there is, I don't know, some kind of twisted, they say, poetic justice to that, that the investigation lead, the prosecution team and three judges were all women. But, you know, he admitted molesting seven athletes during treatment when he was employed by MSU and USA Gymnastics, which trains Olympians. So that sentence was a hard sentence, but one he deserved. The names were huge. Among the victims, Simone Biles, Gabby Douglas, Allie Reisman. Wow. And they were all under his care for sports injuries. And, of course, he gained their trust, and that was it. But there was the army of survivors that were there for the sentencing. They wanted to look him in the eye, and that's the good thing. As a result, the president of MSU also resigned, feeling it was best to do that because of what happened and the what's been the blowback for that. And it's not shocking that there's blowback. There should be. So if we were to pick up the Washington Post, let's say, or do it through the miracle of the internet and look at it, your top stories would be the ones I mentioned. Trump says he would speak to Mueller under oath in the Russian investigation. And the president said he's looking forward to testifying. He suggested he was being investigated for obstruction of justice as part of the probe because he was fighting back and reiterating that there was no collusion between his campaign and Moscow. So that, and of course the athletes, which I mentioned, across the nation you will find that anywhere, no matter what's happening locally. And then the other story is the president and the plan about Dreamers, what would be on the table. They would grant provisional legal status to the 690,000 immigrants covered by the Deferred Action Program that was terminated last fall. So the proposal would look for $25 billion for a border wall and $5 billion for additional security. And those would be top stories on the minds of many across the nation, no matter where you live. If you're listening to me in Portland, if you're listening to me in New York, New Jersey, or if you're listening to us in the great state of Florida somewhere, nationally, that's really being talked about. And, of course, it makes a complete sense to me that that's what we would all have in common, those stories that I mentioned. In the meantime, if we were to bounce to the West Coast, they're talking about something else. They're talking about four baseball players being picked for the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds, not one of them. He's still not a Hall of Famer. Neither is Roger Clemens. In fact, they're pretty far from it. And why would they talk about that in the San Francisco Chronicle? Because Barry Bonds played the majority of his career, not all of it, but with the Giants, and had a massive home run record. But the accusation, of course, is always over the whole steroid use thing. And then in San Francisco, they talked about a mountain lion cub that was spotted near UC Berkeley. So there was concern over the mountain lion on that campus. They keep spotting them. There was an employee who was walking on the path between a parking lot and one of the campus areas, main campus areas, when they saw the cub. It said the cub ran away. They've seen this before. What they say is hiking or jogging alone in those areas at night is not good, And they even issued advisories, so people who encounter mountain lions are advised not to approach them and instead give them a chance to escape. Well, that makes sense to me. Of course, don't approach them. Let the things escape. You want them to escape. Yes, absolutely. In the meantime, while that's all going on, mountain lions on the campus, etc., here's another common denominator that you would find if it's not buried somewhere in the editions of the paper you may still actually physically pick up or just peruse online somewhere. It is the stories that are floating around about North Korea and Kim Jong-un. There was this story about these new sanctions against North Korea. They came out on Wednesday, targeting, of course, targeting financial and other support for the development of weapons of mass destruction. 16 people, 9 companies, 6 ships were designated as the administration of, as our administration, the U.S., continues to try to pile up the pressure on Kim Jong-un to abandon his weapons program. The sanctions primarily target Chinese and North Korean trade companies, shipping firms, vessels, all the things that would pinch him. Remember, last month, the UN Security Council passed a resolution targeting North Korea's oil imports, shipping companies, and foreign labor to try to disrupt the energy supply because that would shake them up, and that's why these kicked in. They're trying to put maximum pressure on Kim Jong-un because of all of the rhetoric and the missiles that have been launched and thinking that this would be a way to stop him. And I think sanctions are the best way to try to stop him because the more they're crippled and the more it affects the people, etc., or really his regime, maybe the more possibilities. Do I ever think there's going to be any kind of diplomacy going on? I really don't believe that. But will some of the conversation turn around? It could. It, definitely could. And then there is this story. I don't know how many of you had to run off and get toys from Toys R Us. I can't tell you how many times I went there with my nephew or had to run in and get a birthday present for somebody. But Toys R Us, I grew up with one right around the corner in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. They're closing 200 stores. They're doing this restructuring plan because they're trying to get lifted from bankruptcy. It's very popular. And that's a lot of stores. They have that plan to close them. It's about one-fifth of all of them. So February to April, that's what's happening if they can get better leases. Because people forget so much of that is about the land and the landlord. That's the same thing with fast food joints, restaurants, etc. So they filed that bankruptcy protection back in September. Well, it just seemed like they were pumping out the product at Toys R Us. And at one time, they certainly were. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version, this hour anyway, of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.